Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Livonia winner Devin Morgan. Then we'll speak with Stars Tour champion Glenn Mappis. And we'll have a conversation with the winner from Tri-County, Chase Pollard. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Gastonia, North Carolina. The Carolina Clash, Max McLaughlin took that one. Morgan Milstead won there and at East Lincoln. Ray Miller victorious at Dixieland. Burt Myers and Jordan Fleming splitting the mod wins at Bowman Gray. County Line to Blake Tasker. Preston Risley wins at Wake. Ace to Daniel Barber. And Chris Burns gets the checkers at Caraway. Scoot Dog Wilson grabbing the victory at Lawrence, South Carolina. Cherokee goes to Gray Parton. Andrew Baker another win at Lancaster. Travelers Rest to Greg Carroll while Greg Tumbleston wins at Sumter. Nathan Williams the same at Florence. North Georgia and Sugar Creek to Tate McCullum. Cam Boy to win at Swainsboro. Woodstock to Jake Knowles. Bubba Gorman wins East Alabama while at Hollis it's Casey Hall. Derek Rankin wins Natural Bridge in Virginia. Florida at Auburndale. James C. Wright and Sadie Parsons in victory lane. And in Tennessee, Smoky Mountain to Corey Hedgecock. I-75 to Hayden Ownby. Jace King wins at Tazewell. Wartburg to Anthony White. Tim Damron at Big South Fork. And Chase McGill, the checkers at Newport. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, two in a row now at Livonia Speedway, Devin Morgan. Hey, Devin, welcome back to the show. Man, I've watched you win at go-karts, I think even in iRacing days, pavement racetracks, and now Livonia, which is, to me, the richest Georgia soil, I think, of any of the great Georgia tracks that are out there. What's made this connection with you and that wonderful clay that's there at Livonia?
Yeah, you know, I think I have more laps around there than any other dirt track that I've been to. And then, you know, our train chassis right now just has a really good package under it, and it just makes me look like I know what I'm doing.
Well, I think you know what you're doing, because I've seen you do it in more different disciplines than really about any driver out there. You really seem to, you know, be able to transmit the winning that is in you to whatever type of car, type of track it is. And is there a different knack to driving Georgia clay than other places? I mean, does it react differently to the tires and those setups that you spoke about?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, just and even the different clay that we have here in Georgia with Sonoma and Swainsboro having the gumbo on it. It absolutely drives different, and you know, has different effects on, you know, tire wear, tire heat.
So you really have to go in. You have to go in with a specific recipe, I guess, for the different dirt. Am I right about that?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, small tweaks between them. But you know, right now we have a pretty good overall package that we can unload at pretty much most places and be pretty good off the trailer.
Well, I'd say as long as they load you into the driver's seat, they'll be doing pretty good anyway. So Devin Morgan, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, won back-to-back at Livonia Speedway in his late model race car. And does winning the second one, you know, is it more pressure as you go into that second week and now even into the third week because you've got the last couple of wins? Or does it give you kind of just that subtle confidence that it'll be all right no matter what? Where are you in that big you know, scenario?
For me, I don't worry about any of it. You know, it's just another weekend, it's just another race. You know, the second one was definitely sweeter than the first one, paying just a tick more, and then we had, you know, more quality good cars show up, and it made it a whole lot more challenging than the first one. So you know, it's definitely more enjoyable to get that second one.
And even with the challenges and the difficulties of beating better drivers, that's that little bit more that for a racer, you're that much happier with the result, getting the win over that better competition. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like in the state of Georgia, the Northeast Georgia, you know, we got some of the best limited cards around anyways. This Northeast Georgia, you know, upstate South Carolina. So, you know, it just weekly, you know, our limited class is tough to win in. So anytime you can snag one is great. And then, you know, we just had even more cards. I think we had 17 this past weekend. So that just, you know, adds cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah, definitely. And Devin Morgan, one of those top drivers, as he goes for three in a row now at Livonia Speedway in the upcoming weekend, weather permitting. I know things could change between when we record this and not. But your father does a good job in the racing industry, totally different than a driver. How's the helmet been lately? Have you got a nice lid on there from Dad's BKP artwork? You know, what's on the helmet these days?
The current helmet's probably my favorite we ever did. You know, nicknamed the Outlaw. So the helmet's kind of more of a Wild West theme. It's got a, you know, a horse and wagon with some Hoosier tires on it all and attitude up. It's got a you know, Western town on the back of the helmet, blue skies and tumbleweeds and whatever else. And then it's got a bandana on the front, kind of making it look a little open style helmet. And, you know, Dad always keeps me looking good.
Definitely so. BKP Artwork, Greenville, South Carolina. And their favorite driver, and he could say that because that's mom and dad's son, Devin Morgan, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Do you get to give input when a helmet painter is doing it, or do they just go, we'll surprise you, go away, we'll surprise you? Where in that does the driver get to play?
You know, most of my helmets, I just kind of let Dad go and run with it. This last one, I had an idea that I'd been wanting to do for, you know, a little while, and I kind of told him, and, you know, he made it happen and really knocked it out of the park.
Profabrication.com hotline guest Devin Morgan. Profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets available at profabrication.com. Devin, keep up the wins. Livonia Speedway winner Devin Morgan. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Curlin, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the newly crowned, and I mean crowned, we'll get to talking about it, Stars Tour champion and the winner last weekend at Lonesome Pine Speedway, Glenn Mappis. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your title. And I did see a picture of you wearing this King's crown and holding up a big old wrestling belt like Ric Flair would have and such. Was that part of this championship? Did you know potentially you could get those things?
I did, actually. I didn't know about it until we got to the racetrack, all that stuff they had laid out. And so I was aware of it.
Wow. And did you walk into your work on Monday with any of that on? What do you do with that stuff when you win it?
I actually put all that stuff in my office. We got a place for all of it.
That is so cool. Glenn Mappis, making sure that properly attired Glenn Mappis will be able to show off his crown and belt for the Stars Tour Championship. He's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. And I understand this is your first championship in a while. Where did you get your other championship in your storied career?
That was back in, I believe, 2003 at the Hardyville Motor Speedway down by Savannah, Georgia.
Back in the day at a track that we missed till today. And the track champion from there is now the Stars Tour champion and Lonesome Pine winner to cap it off last weekend. And I guess not even to cap it off, that was also your birthday. How did everything converge? I didn't see you were up towards the front in the first of the doubleheader. What happened?
Oh, yeah, the car was terrible. We don't exactly know what went wrong, but it was junk. Went back after the first race, and we threw everything we had in the toolbox at it. And when it came back out for the second race, it was pretty good.
Glenn Mappis and his crew putting a little bit of magic on it to be able to get the car back out on Lonesome Pine, win the second feature, and capture the Stars Tour Championship for 2026. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And I saw in your Facebook post, crediting, as any good husband would, the missus, Mindy, but also Fred and Marcus, your racing pals, for helping. And with, what you just said about moving from race one to race two with all those changes, let's start with Mindy. What does Mindy do to make sure that Glenn gets this championship while all this chaos is going on?
She feeds me well.
Well, as guys in our early 60s, what does that mean anymore? You know, we used to be able to eat all the, snacks. Now, what is feed you well? Is it got some grilled component to it?
Not at my house. So I guess that would be feed me unhealthy.
What's your favorite race day meal?
Oh, I don't know. My wife makes one heck of a lasagna.
Wow, that is a very good race day meal. You can take it, keep it warm, and, with the endorsement now of the 2026 Stars Tour champion and Lonesome Pine race winner, Glenn Mappis on the line, I think Mindy's lasagna getting the check mark there. How about Fred? What does Fred do to kind of keep the car going in the right direction and maybe tighten the nut behind the wheel a little bit, if you will, so that you're able to get back out?
Well, Fred and I have been racing since back in the Somerville Speedway days. That's when we first started together, and we've been together ever since. He used to drive cars back then. Now he just likes the crew chief. And he comes every time with me to the racetrack. He is a wealth of knowledge, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do this.
And when you're looking at a problem like as disastrous as race one went into race two, is this something that he wants to confer with you a lot on? Is it something he takes a little walk around the pit area and then comes back and, kind of has that evil genius idea? How does the process work so that it could get as good as it got for race two?
Well, they're looking at the car from outside, and I'm looking at the car from inside. So basically, it's a collaboration, and we talk to each other about what we have going on. We were fortunate to have Marcus Taff with us this week. I've known Marcus since the 90s at Somerville days, and he's also a wealth of knowledge. So between the three of us, we came up with some ideas and implemented them.
Well, between the three of you guys and a little bit of Mindy's lasagna, things worked out, it looks like. Stars Tour champion Lonesome Pine second race winner Glenn Mappis joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What made you choose the Stars Tour to chase for a championship? You know, why follow that bunch? And what did you like about working with Boo and the Stars Tour?
Well, I first off, Boo, his mother, and his father, I can't say enough about them. They work really, really hard to put this thing together. And I'm sure everybody that runs the Stars Tour appreciates it, but I definitely appreciate it because that's tough work they do. Anyway, I got involved with it because I wanted to run a street stock car. I built a brand new street stock car a couple of years ago. And that's, how we ended up there. But I also like running at different tracks. I got tired of running the same place all the time.
Well, get that itch and get out there and do it. What was the most memorable event along the way, whether it was the win at Lonesome Pine, the loss somewhere else? Which one stands out for this year?
At the beginning of the year, I won a race at Anderson Motor Speedway. And that was one of the ones that stuck out to me because I had a good car. It wasn't as good as the guys in front of me, but I was patient, stayed behind them, and lo and behold, they got into each other, and it gave me just enough to get in front of both of them. And then once I got in front of both of them, they didn't have anything on me. And, that was one of my, I could say more fun moments driving a car.
Anderson's a wonderful track. And first win of the season, always memorable. Stars Tour Championship to follow after the ups and downs for our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Glenn Mappas. But you got it done. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us. Congrats, sincere congrats on being the champion of this neat racing series. And fans, stay with us. Follow him on social media, and we'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at BristolMotorSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Kyle's going in the wall. Head on.
Oh. Usually when NASCAR legend Kyle Petty's looking backwards, something's gone very wrong.
Boy, that was a big hit.
But not when Kyle's counting down the biggest songs of the past.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with our friend Kyle Petty, turning back the clock on our musical time machine known as Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
And for once, I'm along for the ride as we look in the rear view. Find out what songs took the checkered flag and reminisce with the kinds of stories only I can tell.
So join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, third generation racer, picking up a limited late model win, first of his season this year at Tri-County Speedway, Chase Pollard. Hey, Chase, welcome to the show. And before we even get going, if I'm going to use the name Pollard out there in the late model pavement world, please clear this up. Are you kinfolk to that Bubba Pollard guy?
I'm sure not, man. I get asked that a whole lot, but I've honestly never met the guy, but he's a I tell you, he's a heck of a wheel man. I never met him, but yeah, no relation there.
Well, he is a good guy, and hopefully someday you guys cross paths. And also, one of the things, are you taller than most? You look like you might even be taller than the Carson Hocevar kid. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'6", so I'm not really designed to go in these race cars. We usually got to cut them up pretty good to where I fit. But yeah, I'm definitely pretty long, that's for sure.
Well, long and long to get to the limited late model victory lane at Tri-County Speedway in Granite Falls, North Carolina. Chase Pollard, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. So a year where it looks like at least you're close to the, handful of top guys in the points, but the first win of the year, what's been the issue with, closing the deal till now? How did it all come together finally last Saturday?
We haven't done a whole lot different, really. Man, this deal they got at Tri-County, they've got a bunch of good cars. Man, we've been getting usually around 20 cars every week. And, man, there's just – you look at the qualifying times and you're not even in the tenths anymore. You're in the thousands. And, man, we've just been just missing that last little bit. But we kind of picked up on a few things here recently, and it translated into some going a little faster. And like you said, really not a whole lot different other than just fine tuning a few small things. And we found that little bit of speed we were looking for,
finding that little bit of speed got him the first win of the season. He's won limited late model runs before, but this year, the first time on top of the podium, if you will, at Tri-County Speedway. Chase Pollard, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So while the team, and I'm sure you were working on the car during the week some as well, but while the team is trying to figure out, parts and pieces and things and adjustments to make, from a driver's perspective, what have you done, in recent weeks, maybe to up your game? Were you on iRacing more? Did you go for more weightlifting? Did you do something that maybe change breakfast cereals? What did you do to, do that little bit more as a driver?
I'll tell you, it's funny you say that, but there's a place in Hickory, Victory Sim Experience. And what it is, it's iRacing, and they've got some simulators set up. And my buddy Corey Wagner and myself, we've been going on Wednesdays, and they run a special that night, and we'll go put about 2 hours worth of laps in. And I'm telling you, it's got to help a little bit. Just it doesn't really translate, but at the same time, it's good for your reactions, whatever you call it, But mm-hmm. I'd say that's the one thing I've done different. It's funny. He called me Sunday, and he said, "See, I told you those." those runs down there is going to pay off. And he was right.
when you guys do it, is it always a track that is similar to Tri-County, the one you race on most, or do you kind of vary to maybe pick up some other tendencies that maybe you weren't bringing into the recipe, a dirt track sliding around on, or a bigger track, smaller track, do you mix it up?
Oh yeah. You can do about anything on there. I don't know a lot about it, but you go in, you can, man, they got rally cars, dirt cars, sprint car, you name it. And we really do a lot of the dirt stuff because it's it's pretty fun on there. And, we'll pick out about five or six totally as far opposite as you can do. But it all helps,
mm-hmm. So it's what's been your favorite dirt track? I mean, I didn't expect you to be, interested, but, where online at least is your favorite dirt track?
Oh, the Tony Stewart's
Eldora.
Yeah, that one was super fun. And like you said, man, we did the sprint cars and everything else there. That one was really racy.
You could,
instead of just going making laps, we could kind of get a race going on there. And Charlotte, that was another fun one. Man, there's another one. I can't think of the name of it. Maybe state line or something.
Yeah, state line's a dirt track. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Chase Pollard, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, put all that recipe together and his team doing their part and got the limited late model win last Saturday at Tri-County Speedway. Chase, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Now, third generation question we typically ask, father, a former racer, your grandfather, general contractor that owned a steakhouse and did pretty well when he raced on the weekends. Which one do you kind of, drive like? What's your style like?
I'd have to say probably my dad, just because we worked together, we raced together. So I'm sure, obviously, it was before my time when they were running, but I would say I'd probably translate a lot like he does. And I know my dad's told me that before, that he thinks it's a lot like his dad, Earl, that he also raced in Canada back in, the 50s, but wow. It runs pretty deep, that's for sure.
It definitely does in the Chase Pollard's family history, from dad to grandpas and all the rest. He is our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with you?
I'm not a big internet guy, but I got a Facebook. You look me up on there. I got an Instagram, is just Chase Pollard 98, and I try to put some stuff on there, but I'm just I guess I'm kind of old school. I just keep it pretty simple. And
well, we like old school, and we certainly appreciate Chase Pollard, winner at Tri-County, to stop by and chat with us here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Pagan.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Sure is a great weekend to get out and support grassroots racing, whether it's nearby, maybe a little bit of a trip. But get out there, championships on the line, and racers race it hard at this time of the year. Of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.